field, was out on the field earlier, and this field is in outstanding condition. Natural grass, what a beautiful field we have here at Tom Field. Kelvin Brown approaches the left footer. It will be a whip kick. It will roll inside the 35 and continues to roll and goes out of bounds. Good job there by Wausau West, Shea Jones. He just let that one roll out of bounds. And the Warriors will get good field position to start things off at the 35-yard line. Joe Gravine is the quarterback for Wausau West, hitting on 63.6% of his passes, 762 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. Leading rusher is Miles Wahlvogel, 89 rushes, 500 yards, but coming off a 100-yard rushing effort last week was Cooper DePoint. And Cooper DePoint and Miles Wahlvogel will be out there starting for Wausau West. And the Warriors are going to come out under center. We haven't seen a lot of this, but I was at practice this week, and we're seeing a little bit more of that during practice, and I think we're going to see a little bit more of that here tonight. So offset eye in the backfield. Miles Wahlvogel will dot the eye. Cooper DePoint will be the fullback, offset to the right. Single receiver off to the left-hand side is Finn Richard for Wausau West. Officials are going to move the ball to the far hash mark, the left hash mark. So the entire offense and the entire defense will angle to the far side of the field. And now under center is Joel Gravine. Starts the count. There's the snap. Handoff with it is DePoint. DePoint bouncing off a tackler, keeping the feet pumping. Gets beyond the 40, up to the 42-yard line. Not a lot there, but again, just bouncing off a potential tackler, keeping the feet, and then falling forward as he does so very well is Cooper DePoint to pick up 7 yards on that first down carry. Last week was the first significant amount of time that DePoint had on offense this year. He had been doing very well both on special teams and on defense since coming on midway through the season. Second and 3, pitch out to the deep man. Room with Miles Wahlvogel, cuts it back, but then he is hit and thrown down short of the line of scrimmage. Coming in and wrapping up Miles Wahlvogel for the Aves was Abbott Jeppesen. And it'll be no gain on that play. It'll be 3rd down and 3. So, first 3rd down situation of the evening for Wausau West. Warriors break the huddle, ball near the right-hand hash. Finn Richard will line up on the left-hand side. Again, under center is Joel Gravine, offset eye. There's the snap, handoff to the deep man. Up the middle, getting the first down and falling forward beyond the 45 to the 47-yard line is Miles Wahlvogel. Straight ahead football that time for the Warriors to pick up 4 yards and move the sticks for the first time this evening. As he called a 5-yard pickup on that play for Miles Wahlvogel. So now 1st and 10 for the Warriors at their own 47. Just underway. Glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO. This time, empty backfield spread look for the Warriors and Joe Gravine. Motion by Taden Mua. It's a handoff. Taden Mua, but a whistle. Flags are thrown at the snap. And it looks like that will cost Wausau West 5 yards. Officials getting together. Let's make sure here. It is some early movement on the Warriors. So, again, that's one area the Warriors have to improve on here in the final stages of the regular season and that potential playoff run as well. Too many penalties. We saw too many last week. We generally have seen too many this season, and that puts them in a long yardage first down situation. First down and 15 yards to go. So now Wausau West will break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. Warriors have run the football the first 3 plays. Joe Gravine. Now motion again by Taden Mua. Fake handoff to Taden. Inside handle, right hand side. Room for DePoint. 50 to the 45. Near sideline to the 40 and pushed out of bounds at the Eau Claire Memorial 38-yard line. It was a fake handoff after going in motion from the right hand side to Taden Mua. And then the counter to the right hand side, finding room on the near sideline, was Miles Wahlvogel. That was Cooper DePoint, excuse me. Picks up 20 yards and another Wausau West first down. The misdirection gave Cooper DePoint plenty of room on the near side. So now the Warriors back at the line of scrimmage. 1st and 10, there's the snap. Handoff, right-hand side, getting hit, but keeping the feet and getting a little something out of nothing for Wausau West. Getting stacked up at the 35-yard line was Cooper DePoint. And again, there was nothing there, but he got 3 yards out of it. Second and 7 is much better than second and 10. Again, does hard running, very strong. Good low center of gravity for Cooper DePoint, and he's able to pick up 3, make it 2nd and 7. 3 carries, 30 yards in the early going for the Wausau West senior. So the Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the right-hand hash, 2 receivers off to the left-hand side. DePoint to the left of his QB. Fake handoff, Gravine. Gravine gets hit, and Gravine goes down after a short gain. He falls down to the 33-yard line for a gain of 2. That time not fooled by the fake handoff to DePoint was the Eau Claire Memorial defense. And now the Warriors face a 3rd down, a little bit longer this time. 3rd down and 5 yards to go. Warriors have had the football for 3 minutes, 9 minutes even to go in the first quarter. Still no score. Finn Richard off to the left-hand side. Back under center is Joe Gravine. Taden Mua and also Cooper. Miles Walvogel and Cooper DePoint. DePoint left-hand side. Breaks the tackle, 30, 25 to the 20. It falls forward to the 19-yard line. Left-hand side. Good hard running again by Cooper DePoint. Picks up 14 yards and another Wausau West first down. 44 yards on the ground on 4 carries on this series for Cooper DePoint. And staying with the power football early is Matt Johnson, the Wausau West head coach and also offensive play caller. Under center again is Gravine. Offset eye in the backfield. There's the snap. Hand off to the deep man. Miles Walvogel cuts back, but he's wrapped up and stacked up for a very short gain. Penetration that time from the right-hand side of the defensive front was Jacob Moretto, senior, 6'2", 185-pound defensive end. It will be a gain of 1 for Miles Walvogel. 2nd down and 9 yards to go for the Warriors. Time-consuming drive here to start things off for Wausau West. 4 minutes off the clock. This clock is still moving. Just underway. If you're in the neighborhood, come on out. Beautiful night for football. Asa Richard to the right-hand side. Mua and Finn Richard off to the left. There's the snap. Another handoff with his Cooper DePoint. Breaks off a tackle. And then gets stacked up right at the 15-yard line. Broke one tackle, but a couple of white jerseys there to wrap them up for Eau Claire Memorial. And the Warriors will find themselves in a 3rd down and about 6 yards to go situation. Nine plays on this drive, 9 runs for the Wausau West Warriors. This will be the 10th play of this drive. Finn Christensen off to the left-hand side. Far to the right. Finn Richard, next to him to his left, Asa Richard. Fake handoff, looking to throw, getting hit and brought down back the 22-yard line is Joel Gravine. Coming in and getting the quarterback sack for the Old Abes was Abbott Jepsian, sophomore, defensive end, and a big play for the ECM defense. And now 4th down and 10 yards to go for the Warriors after a 4-yard loss, actually 4th down and 12, so call it a 6-yard loss on that quarterback sack. Well, it would be about a 39-yard field goal if the Warriors went in that direction, but they're going to go for it here. 4th down and a dozen at the 21-yard line. 2 receivers. Finn Richard far to the left. Asa Richard in the slot. Finn Christensen to the right-hand side. And now a whistle. Delay of game on the Warriors. So now it's 5 yards further back. 4th down and 17 now for Wausau West. So what was a very positive drive is now going in the wrong direction for Wausau West. Still going for it will be the Warriors. Really no man's land. Too far for a field goal, too close for a punt. So 4th and 17, they need to get to the Old Abe 9 for a 1st down. More than half the period will be off the clock when the ball is snapped. 6 minutes to go right now in the first quarter. Gravine looking to throw. Gravine is rushed. Gravine fires it over the middle. Oh, and he had a man, but dropping it. There was room as trying to grab it and run a little bit too quickly for the Warriors was Asa Richard. And that will turn the ball over on downs. He was going to have to make one man miss, but there was a little bit of room, and I think just turning the head a little bit early and trying to turn upfield was the Wausau West receiver. So an 11-play drive comes to naught for the Warriors. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first quarter, And Eau Claire Memorial will get the football for the first time in this scoreless game. So the Abes right to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one to the right. Aaron Gunlock, the quarterback, running back to his left. Screen pass, left-hand side, complete. 25 to the 30. To the 35, breaking a tackle. There's a flag down, and up to the 41-yard line is Jackson Zulliger for Eau Claire Memorial. A quick screen, and Zulliger able to break a couple of tackles. But this flag thrown in the area of an illegal block back at about the 33-yard line. It would be a 15-yard pickup. Oh, actually, it's going to be a face mask. So, yep, it will be a 15-yard completion and add five more yards. It'll be a first down to just beyond the 45-yard line. So right to the line of scrimmage come the Abes. First down and 10. Football near the left-hand hash. Two receivers to the short side of the field. One off to the right. Aaron Gunlock, running back lined up to his left. Wing back to the right. Starts the count, takes the snap. High snap, now looking to run. Hit and brought down short of the line of scrimmage. Filling the hole was Jackson Hetzer, the sophomore for the Warriors, able to bring down Aaron Gunlock for a loss of the on the play of two. So good play by the sophomore for Wausau West. Second down and 12 now for the Old Abes. Again, a hurry-up offense that we saw last season for Eau Claire Memorial. Still a very quick tempo right to the line of scrimmage. Gunlock taking the snap. Has time to throw. The left-hander fires far side. Has his man complete, but not much on it as getting stacked up at about the 48-yard line. Making that grab for the Old Abes is Ben Strayer. That is a gain of five on the play. Now third down and about 8 yards to go. Looking to throw. Fired on the right-hand side. He's got his man right at the sticks, and that looks like enough for a first down. Quick release on that throw by Gunlock to Jackson Zulliger, and that will be marked at the 45-yard line, and that will be about half a yard beyond the sticks, and that will be a first down. Three for three early for Aaron Gunlock. Two of those passes to Jackson Zulliger. First and 10, Memorial at the Warrior 45-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Still no score. Spread formation, motion to the right. There's the snap. Fake handoff, keeping it is the QB. Up the middle, 45, getting stacked up and brought down at the 41 is Aaron Gunlock. Quarterback run right up the middle. Aiden Tau came in from his secondary position to get the tackle. Second down and 6 now for the Abes. Back to the line of scrimmage comes Eau Claire Memorial. Aaron Gunlock, two receivers right, one to the left, looking to throw, the lefty. Now looks left-hand side, fires deep downfield, one-on-one coverage, incomplete. Good coverage by Miles Hobart, one-on-one. The intended receiver was Oliver Vichek. And now it will be third down and 6 for the A's. First incomplete pass for Aaron Gunlock. This will be the 7th play of the drive for Eau Claire Memorial. Again, no huddle offense for the Abes. Ball on the right-hand hash for the Warrior 41. Gunlock takes the snap, fake handoff, screen pass, right-hand side complete. And sticking the receiver, great one-on-one tackle on the far side as bringing down Strayer for the Warriors was Taden Mua. Boy, nice job by Taden Mua. 3-yard gain on that pickup. Fourth down and 3 for the Abes. They'll go for it right to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers, left-hand side, one to the right. Again, spread formation. Aaron Gunlock, running back, lined up to his left. Hard count, and the Warriors jump. And that will be a first down the easy way for Eau Claire Memorial. Oh, again, those penalties coming back to bite the Warriors. So that will be marked off inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. First down and 10 for Eau Claire Memorial. 3:19 to go, first quarter. First drive for ECM in this scoreless game. Gunlock, again, takes the snap. It is a handoff. Right-hand side, Zach Johnson trying to turn the corner. He is stretched out and run out of bounds on the far side of the field. Coming over was Jacob Shear. It will be a short gain. Actually, no gain at all. And there's a flag down on the far side of the field as well. Maybe a hold in that area near the tackle. We'll wait and see what the referee has to say. Nope, it's another face mask. They're going to have to stop saying that. couple of times. I thought they may have been an illegal block, but instead a second face mask penalty on Wausau West. So marked off to the 25-yard line. It'll be first down and three. Looking to throw. Left-hand side screen pass again. Complete 25 and brought down at the 21-yard line for the Abes. That, again, is Jackson Zulliger. And that will be a gain of five on the left-hand side. Right back to the line of scrimmage come the Abes. First down and 10. Ball on the left-hand hash. Hurry up offense for ECM. Gunlock. Handoff. With it is Zach Johnson. Johnson is wrapped up and thrown for a loss. Good team up that time for the Warriors as both number 71, Deshaun Paulus, and number 31, Jackson Hetzer, teamed up on that tackle. That is a loss of two on the play for Zach Johnson. Back to the line of scrimmage come the Abes. There's the snap. Looking to throw his gunlock. Now he's flush. Rolls to the right. Still looking. Now pulls it down. He is hit, and he is brought down at the 23-yard line. Pressure was put on by the Warriors, and Tegan Rasmus, he flushed the quarterback, and then again, the sophomore Hetzer with the tackle. Again, no gain on that quarterback run. Third down and long. Third down and a dozen for Eau Claire Memorial. Fast break football here for the Abes. Gunlock throws it. Has his man complete inside the five, and that will be a first and goal situation. Has good throw to Jackson Zulliger on that third and 12. Picks up 20 yards and a first down. Boy, and Zulliger is down. He took a shot, but he held on to the football. It'll be first and goal from the Warrior 4-yard line. So an 18-yard pickup on that play and a first down. But paying the price on that catch was Jackson Zulliger. His fourth catch on this drive for 45 yards. Seven pass attempts by Aaron Gunlock on the drive. He has completed six for 53 yards. While there's an injury timeout, we'll take a quick timeout as well. A minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Still scoreless. This is Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
And getting back to his feet and walking slowly to the Eau Claire Memorial sideline is Jackson Zulliger. Boy, what a catch he made on that third down and 12. Brought it in, took a huge hit, but has a first down and goal from inside the five at the four. Two receivers left, one to the right for the Abes. Pistol formation, Aaron Gunlock. Looks over the defense, starts the count, takes the snap. Fake handoff, boot to the left-hand side, looking to throw. He is pressured. He fires to the end zone. Incomplete pass. Good pressure on by the Warriors on the quarterback. Incomplete, second down and goal. So second and goal now for the Abes. It's been a very impressive drive for Eau Claire Memorial. They have had 13 plays on this drive. This will be the 14th play of the Eau Claire Memorial drive. Warriors had double digits and plays on their first drive as well. Gunlock takes the snap. It is a handoff. Johnson trying to turn the corner. Breaks a tackle. Fighting for the goal line and into the end zone. Zach Johnson for the touchdown. A 4-yard carry off the right-hand side. Had a chance to get him down near the line of scrimmage. He's able to break the initial stop and get into the end zone for the score. And Eau Claire Memorial gets off to the early 6-0 lead, pending the extra point. A 14-play drive for the Abes, a very impressive 14-play drive on their first offensive series.
About two games worth for my cousin. Isaac, one of
coming out to attempt the PAT for the Abes. As we have whistles blowing, is Kellen Brown.
And Chris is going Sunday.
Not sure what the issue is. Let's see what the referee has to say. Offside on West. Boy, the Warriors already a handful of penalties in this game, and that's just been an issue that continues to haunt Wausau West. And now, a decision. I mean, Eau Claire Memorial could think about trying for two on a half the distance to the goal line penalty. But it looks like at this point they're going to keep the kicker out there. And Kellen Brown will attempt the PAT. Left-footed kicker. Holder is the quarterback, Aaron Gudlock. There's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. A minute 32 to go in the first quarter. It is Eau Claire Memorial 7, Wausau West nothing. Kickoff in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. A minute 32 to go in the first quarter. Eau Claire Memorial 7, Wausau West nothing. Warriors will get set to return this kick from Kellen Brown. Again, back deep in the middle for Wausau West is Luke Sari, Marcus Heise, and Tayden Mua flanking him right and left. Here's Brown's kickoff, this time straight down the middle. It'll be taken by Tayden Mua at the 10. Runs right to the 15. Now to the right-hand numbers at the 20. Here's Sondheim to the 30, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, into Eau Claire Memorial territory before run out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Started on the left-hand side, working his way all the way to the near sideline was Tayden Mua, and the Warriors have outstanding field position to start their second series. So the Warriors, who moved the ball well in their first series, will take over on the old Abe 43. Joe Gravine will take his team right to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the right-hand hash. Finn Richard off to the left-hand side. In the slot on the left-hand side is Asa Richard. Finn Christensen lines up on the right. Right-hand side, tight end is Shade Jones. Joe Gravine takes the snap, bobbles it, drops it, picks it up. Now is rushed, flush to the right. He'll fire it, nearly intercepted. Cutting in front of Shade Jones, getting his hands on it was Zach Johnson for Eau Claire Memorial, and the Warriors fortunate. It's an incomplete pass. Started with the drop of the snap, picking it up, getting rushed was Gravine. Tried to get it on the near sideline to Shade Jones, but a good jump on it by the two-way starter, Zach Johnson. He scored the touchdown on the other side, nearly had an interception now defensively. And now it looks like Johnson is actually shaken up. He's over on the far side. The defensive play came on the near side. He went back to the huddle, was lined up, trying to get to the far sideline, and then just went to a knee. So not sure what the issue is for Zach Johnson, but he'll be looked at with 1:17 to go in the first quarter and a 7-0 lead for the Old Abes. Again, Chad Holmes from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. Tomorrow we'll be right back here in this very same Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field. Tomorrow afternoon, Wausau East takes on Lakeland in high school football. 12 noon kickoff, 11:35 for the pregame, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Next Friday night, we have a long road trip. Warriors will travel to River Falls for the regular season finale. Next Friday from River Falls, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:35 airtime. Again, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Zach Johnson, the defensive back slash running back, is walking over to the far side of the field, walking away off to the left-hand side, away from everybody else, along with one of the trainers. So not sure what the issue is for number five. He'll sit down on the bench and be looked at. But now the Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. First, a second down and 10. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Pop over the middle. Wide open is Shea Jones, but the pass doesn't get there. Incomplete. Fake handoff to Miles Wahlvogel with a quick pop over the middle. Running all by himself down the right hash was Shea Jones. And the throw bounced in there, incomplete. So now third and 10 for the Warriors. Warriors need the 33-yard line for a first down. Both Finn Richard and Asa Richard off to the left. There's the snap. Handoff up the middle. Miles Wahlvogel inside the 40. Fights forward to about the 37. Got six of the 10. And the Warriors, I think, would be in four down territory. Third down and four. I should say fourth down and four. Ball at the Eau Claire Memorial 37-yard line. Fourth and four. Ball on the right-hand hash. Joe Gravine comes over, gets the play from Matt Johnson, jogs into the Warrior huddle. Taking their time in the huddle of the Warriors. Now breaking and coming to the line of scrimmage. Big fourth down situation. Finn Richard off to the left-hand side. Pistol formation, lined up to the left of the QB is Cooper DePoint. Now actually under center will be Gravine. Offset eye, handoff to the deep man. Oh, fake handoff, looking to throw is Gravine. He is rushed, he is flushed, he is hit, he is brought down back at the 47-yard line. Good play action. I got food for a moment, but covered downfield exceptionally well by the Eau Claire Memorial defense. And that will be a loss of 11 yards on that quarterback sack. And the ball will be turned over to the Aves in good field position. And actually, there's going to be a 12-yard loss. They'll mark it at the 49-yard line. It was a good fake right in the breadbasket of Miles Wahlvogel, but the defense covered very well. And now a timeout, and actually the clock goes down to zero, and that will be it for the first quarter of play. Eau Claire Memorial 7, Wausau West nothing. Second quarter action in 1 minute. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student-athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West Football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
And the clock should not have run out at the end of the first quarter. So what they're going to do is have an untimed down here. They're not going to put the clock back. I'm not sure exactly how much time should have been on there. But we will have a first and 10 for Eau Claire Memorial as a final play before the end of the first quarter. So now the Apes and Aaron Gunlock, spread formation. There's the snap. It is a handoff, right-hand side, 50. Cut back to the 45, and a good pickup for Jace Larson. Jace Larson gets his first carry of the game, gets to the Wausau West 43-yard line, and that will be a gain of 9 on the final play of the first quarter. So the teams will now flip. They'll go the other direction, and 7-0 Eau Claire Memorial with the lead. We will take a 30-second break and come back with the second quarter. This is Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
Chad Holmes again from Tom Field in Wausau. Eau Claire Memorial 7, Wausau West nothing. The Old Apes have a second down and one at the Warrior 42-yard line to begin play in the quarter. Ball in the right-hand hash. Aaron Gunlock takes the snap. Larson gets hit in the backfield and thrown for a loss. Great penetration by 3-4 gold jerseys. And that will make a third down and about 3, maybe 4 yards to go. Yep, they'll mark it back at the 45-yard line. A loss of 3 on the play. So now third down and 4 for the Apes. Right back to the line of scrimmage comes Eau Claire Memorial. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Gunlock looking left and right. Now gives a quick word to his running back lined up right behind him. Wing back to the left-hand side. Hard count and some early movement on both sides of the football. I think this one will go 5 yards on the Apes. So now it'll be third down and 9. So a turn from a second and 1 now to a third and 9 for Eau Claire Memorial. Thanks to our sponsors, including Rocket Industrial and the Wausau Business Show. Tune in tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, for the Wausau Business Show right here on 98.9 WXCO. Three receivers off to the left-hand side for the Apes. Larson lined up to the left of his QB, Aaron Gunlock. Now motion from left to right. There's the snap. Rolling left, looking to throw is the left-hander, Gunlock. He'll fire it down the far sideline. Ball is tapped in, intercepted, deflected, and grabbed on the far sideline. Did he grab it in bounds? Yeah, I think referee said, yes, he did. Hayden Mua, another interception. It was deflected by Miles Wahlvogel and a perfectly executed tip drill. Great grab by Mua. Number one made the grab on the tip, and then on the far sideline got a foot down in bounds. See if that defensive turnover gives Wausau West a little bit of momentum. Trying to get things going here on homecoming night. 11:14 to go in the second quarter. Warriors get it back. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line, trailing 7-0. So the Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Football on the right-hand hash. Two receivers off to the left, one to the right. Lone receiver on the left-hand side is Finn Richard. Joe Gravine, running back, lined up to his left. Motion by Mua. Handoff with it is Cooper to point, right-hand side. Cooper bounces off a blocker. Now turns it upfield beyond the 30 and up to the 32-yard line. DePoint just bounced off the back of one of his linemen and then found some open space and able to get positive yardage, 5-yard pickup. Six carries, 52 yards in the first half for Wausau West running back Cooper DePoint. So backing up that 100-yard effort from last week is DePoint. Now to the line of scrimmage come the Warriors. Second down and 5. Tight formation here for the Warriors. Three receivers bunched up on the left-hand side. There's the snap. Fake handoff to Mua. Keeping it is Gravine, right-hand side. Gravine is hit, and he is brought down quickly, just short of the 35-yard line. Gravine will get 3 yards on the play. That will leave the Warriors about 2 yards short of the first down. Warriors need a first down right now. Looking to get that equalizer. Trailing the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial 7-0 as we hit 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Critical game here for West. 4-3 overall, 3-2 in the conference. A win here tonight would clinch a playoff berth with a fourth conference win. Offset eye. Under center is Joe Gravine. Handoff. With it is Cooper DePoint. Cuts 40 into the secondary, 45 to the 50. He is gone. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Breaking through the first wave is Cooper DePoint, and nobody was going to catch him. 65 yards for the touchdown, and the Warriors are an extra point away from tying up this game. Good blocking at the point of attack and big hole on the left-hand side for Cooper to point. And then once he got through that first wave, he was already in the secondary and nobody was catching up. 117 yards rushing already on just 7 carries tonight for Cooper to point. Finn Christensen will come out and attempt the PAT for the Warriors. Boy, the Warriors needed that one. I think back-to-back plays, basically. The interception and the big run, turning around what had been some pretty good momentum for the Old A's. Extra point by Finn Christensen is good. And with 9:36 to go in the second quarter, the Warriors tie it up 7-7. We'll have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
A couple of highlight plays for the Wausau West Warriors. First, the interception on the tip by Tayden Mua, and then the 65-yard touchdown run by Cooper DePoit. And we're all even at 7-7. Kickoff and whistles blow at contact. And it looks like lining up offside maybe the Old Abes. And allow 5 yards to be moved up and a chance for Finn Christensen to perhaps get this one to the end zone. We've seen him boot it to the end zone from the 40 a few times this year. So 7-7 score. Boy, again, Eau Claire Memorial had the ball at the Warrior 42-yard line as the second quarter started. The Warriors then were able to get the stop on the pick, get the football, and then get that big touchdown run from Cooper DePoit. And the whole feeling around Tom Field, a very good homecoming crowd here for the Warriors. A lot of folks filling the stands here at this historic football field. A lot more energy in this 7-7 game. Here's the kickoff. Big foot. Boy, oh boy, that one is 8 yards deep in the end zone. If that ball was kicked for the 40, that one's in the end zone. So now the Abes will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. 9:36 to go, first half, 7-7 game. Chad Holmes with you here from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Old Abes going from left to right here in the second quarter. Eau Claire Memorial wearing white jerseys, purple pants, purple numerals, white helmets. Wausau West, gold jerseys, blue numerals, blue pants, blue helmets, gold warrior head on each side. Aaron Gunlock, senior quarterback, back to the line of scrimmage for the Apes. Three receiver set. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Screen pass. Left-hand side complete. Looking for room but not finding much and getting hit and brought down after a one-yard gain is Ben Strayer. Capitan on the play. Tegan Rasmus in on the play. And they're going to mark it right at the 20, so no gain on that screen pass to Strayer. Back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10. Handoff, cutting upfield, getting wrapped up and tackled at the 23-yard line. Is Jace Larson. Deshaun Polis brings him down after a gain of 3. It is third down and 7 for the Apes from their own 23-yard line. There's the snap. Looking to throw his Gunlock. He'll fire it deep down the left-hand side. One-on-one coverage. Incomplete. Terrific man-to-man coverage by Tayden Mua. Stride for stride down the far sideline. And that'll be a quick three and out for the Old Abes. Boy, again, you have this hurry-up offense. If you don't get a first down, it can turn into a very, very quick drive. Let's look and see what the Abes are doing here. Gunlock is looks like he's in punt formation. Yep, he's going to back up a little bit, but he is the quarterback, so you got to keep an eye on him. Two receivers right, one to the left. There's the snap. Here comes the punt. It was nearly blocked. He'll be taken at the 47-yard line. Miles Wallvogel then brought down almost immediately at the 49. But the Warriors will get outstanding field position, first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. 8 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the first half. Eau Claire Memorial 7, Wausau West 7. Warriors entire offense gathered around Matt Johnson on the near sideline. Coach giving the play to all 11 of his offensive players. Team will then break and head right to the line of scrimmage. Warriors have run the ball quite a bit tonight. 15 of the 18 plays have been scored as run plays for Wausau West. Two receivers to the left-hand side. DePoint lined up to the left of his QB. There's the snap. Cooper DePoint. He is hit. He bounces off a tackler again to the 45. Spins forward to the 40 and brought down at the 38-yard line. It did not look like there was much there, but bouncing off a tackler, then a complete 360 spin by Cooper DePoint. Picks up 13 yards and a Warrior first down. Boy, DePoint is just breaking tackle after tackle, maximizing every run. 130 yards and on just 8 carries in the first half of play. So the Warriors just like that in Old Abe territory at the 38. Wausau West back to the line of scrimmage. Finn Richard off to the left-hand side. Finn Christensen to the right. There's the snap. Handoff to Point. Finds an opening 35. To Point to the 30 and an ankle tackle. As making the ankle tackle was Aaron Gunlock and perhaps saved another touchdown. But another good chunk of yardage for Cooper to Point. It'll be second down and about a yard to go. Boy, DePoint, if he keeps this up, he is looking like he could have a monster night. Second and one for the 830. Gravine in the pistol, takes the snap. Pitch out, right-hand side. DePoint, hit in the backfield, breaks a tackle, but he's thrown even further back, and that's going to be a big loss. Trying to keep the play alive is Cooper DePoint, but he was going the wrong direction. And that will be a huge loss from a second and one to about a third down and 11. That will be a loss of 10 on the play. So now the Warriors face a third and long from the Eau Claire Memorial 40. Finn Christensen off to the right-hand side. Finn Richard far to the left. Asa Richard in the slot, left-hand side. Looking to throw is Gravine. Here comes the rush. Joel fired. Middle screen. DePoint, 35. DePoint to the 30. First down to the 25. DePoint to the 20. DePoint dragging a tackler to the 14-yard line. They'll mark it at the 15. A 25-yard middle screen to Cooper DePoint and a big third down conversion for the Warriors. So when not running the ball, receiving the football is Cooper DePoint. So the Warriors now in the red zone at the old Abe 15. Well designed and well executed. Letting the rush in were the Warriors, and getting it off right at the right moment was Joel Gravine. Handoff, DePoint, DePoint up the middle, spins off a tackler, then stacked up, keeping the feet pumping and getting a hard-earned 1 yard on the play. Second down and 9 coming up for the Warriors at the Abe 14. Nearing the midway point of the second quarter. 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go. We're all even. 7-7. Football on the left-hand hash. Again, the Richards off to the left. Asa far to left. Finn in the slot. Now there's a handoff. DePoint, right-hand side. DePoint trying to fight forward, and then a flag is thrown as he is brought down at the 12. Thrown right in the pile, normally in that area. It's either a face mask or a hold. And it's a face mask. We saw two of those against the Warriors, and this time we'll see a face mask against the Old Apes. So 2 yards on the run, and then add another 5 on the penalty, and it'll be marked to the 7. That will leave the Warriors in a second down and about 2 yards to go situation. Warriors looking for their first lead of the game. 7-7 score. Off to the left-hand side is Finn Richard. Offset eye, under center is Gravine. Hand off to the deep man, Miles Wolfogel. Right-hand side, through the first frame to the five. Wolfogel fighting for the end zone, in for the touchdown. Miles Wolfogel threw a hole on the right-hand side of the offensive front into the end zone from 7 yards out, and the Warriors take a 13-7 lead. Boy, the Warrior run game is really clicking, both the blocking and the running. 5:29 to go in the second quarter, and coming out to attempt the PAT is Finn Christensen. Boy, again, big opening on the right-hand side. Running through an arm tackle, never getting knocked down into the end zone was Miles Wolfogel. And the kick is up, and the kick is good from Christensen. 14-7, Wausau West with the lead. Kickoff coming up in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
A drive that was set up by the defense for Wausau West. A three and out, then a poor punt. The Warriors started at their own 49-yard line, able to drive it 51 yards for the score. A 7-yard run by Miles Wolfogel finished it off, and the Warriors have a 14-7 lead. Finn Christensen will kick it away for Wausau West. Taken at the 8-yard line. To the 10, left-hand side to the 15, and brought down at the 15. Is coming in for the Warriors was Luke Sari with the big stick. Able to bring down the return man, Ryan Schultz. And Eau Claire Memorial face a long field, first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. But quite a stick there by Luke Sari for the Warriors. And right now, you do sense the momentum of this game has really gone to the near sideline with the guys wearing the yellow. It was a first quarter where Eau Claire Memorial did a lot of good things, but boy, the second quarter, it's been all Wausau West. Aaron Gunlock brings his team to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. It is a fake handoff. Quarterback will keep it. Finds it to the 15, to the 20, to the 25. Has a first down and brought down close to the 30-yard line. One thing that has changed, I think, since the first quarter for Eau Claire Memorial is the loss of Zach Johnson. We saw him leave the game after making a defensive play, but we have not seen him at running back since then. There's the snap. It is a handoff. Big opening 30, 35 to the 40, into the secondary 45, and brought down near the midfield stripe is number 32, first carry of the game. That is Trajan Talisiak. So a big pickup of 21 yards. Hand off again. Talisiak finds another opening inside the 45 and brought down at the 43-yard line. Actually, that was 12, not 32. Ludwikowski. So two rushes in a row right to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and one. There's the snap. Hand off again. Opening left-hand side inside the 40 and brought down at the 38 for a gain of about four. And another first down for Eau Claire Memorial. So first and 10 now for the Abes in Warrior territory at the 38-yard line. Gunlock, fake handoff, keeps it himself. Up the middle, 35, spins forward to the 30 and brought down there. Another good chunk of yardage for Eau Claire Memorial. Pickup of 7 on that first down play for Aaron Gunlock. And again, fast break football for the Abes right to the line of scrimmage. Second down and about 3 yards to go. Actually, second and 2. There's the snap. Handoff. Trying to find some room, fighting for the sticks, getting the first down for Memorial. Again, is number 12, Nick Ludwikowski. So Nick Ludwikowski has come on in replace of Zach Johnson and able to get some pretty good yardage on this drive. That's his fourth carry for about 45 yards and another first down. And now it looks like there may be an injury timeout on the field. Stopping the clock with 4:06 to go in the first half. Eau Claire Memorial on the move. They have a first and 10 at the Wausau West 27-yard line. Trailing the Warriors by a score of 14-7. And now the clock is rolled back into play. Two receivers right, one to the left. Aaron Gunlock takes the snap, looking to throw. Fires it deep down the left-hand side. Intended for the end zone, diving attempt, and not able to bring it in. Making the diving attempt on the far side about 5 yards deep in the end zone. Getting the hands on it, bounced off the ground, and then into the hands of the intended receiver, Ben Strayer, incomplete. Good throw by Gunlock, good effort by Strayer, but not able to bring it in. It'll be second and 10. So now right back to the line of scrimmage come the Aves. There's the snap. Handoff up the middle, Lewakowski. And this time the hole closes quickly, and he is brought down at about the 25-yard line. Pickup of about 2 yards on the play. It'll be a third down and long. Third down and 8 yards to go here for the Aves. We'll call it third and 7. They mark it at the 24-yard line. They need the Warrior 17. Looking to throw again is Gunlock. Now he's flush. He is hit. He is brought down. Double team action for the Warriors. Tegan Rasmus and Jacob Shearer. Big sack there. Now it's fourth down and very long back at the 35-yard line. A loss of 10 on that sack of Aaron Gunlock. And now the Aves, they look like they will be going for it here at the 35. Under 3 minutes to go in the first half. 14-7, Wausau West with the lead. Two receivers off to the right, one to the left. This time taking their time at the line of scrimmage are the Aves. Looking to the far sideline is Aaron Gunlock. He's still looking, and I think they're probably going to take a timeout. I think they're just milking the play clock, and they'll take a timeout here before it gets down to zero. Yep, there is the timeout. 2:34 to go in the first half. 4th and 17 coming up for Eau Claire Memorial. 14-7 Warriors. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Fourth down and 17 for Eau Claire Memorial. Old Aves at the line of scrimmage at the Wausau West 35-yard line. Aaron Gunlock in the spread. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Running back lined up to the right of his QB. Starting the count now is Gunlock. There's the snap, looking to throw. He's going to fire deep downfield, right-hand side, intended for the end zone, and it is incomplete. Again, Tayden Mua in on the defense, coming over as well, and helping is Aiden Tau. So an incomplete pass, and the ball turned back over to the Warriors. So bending but not breaking was the Wausau West defense on that Eau Claire Memorial drive. So now the Warriors get pretty good field position with still 2:28 on the clock, and the Warriors have all three of their timeouts remaining. Finn Richard off to the left-hand side, the lone receiver here for the Warriors. Offset eye formation in the backfield. Again, under center is Gravine. We have seen more of Joel Gravine under center here tonight than we've seen the entirety of the season. Gravine takes the snap. It's a handoff. With it is Cooper DePoint. Good hesitation. Gets up to the 40. Spun around and brought down at the 41-yard line. Again, patience that time by Cooper DePoint. Able to pick up 6 yards on the play. 13 carries, unofficially 138 yards and a touchdown for Cooper DePoint. Warriors will go into the huddle, but they will pick up the tempo. Quickly in and out, back to the line of scrimmage. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first half. This time in a spread formation are the Warriors. Gravine takes the snap, looking to throw. He'll fire it over the middle. He's got his man. That's Shea Jones. Jones at the 45. Breaks the tackle. Outside to the 50. To the 45. To the 40. To the 35. To the 30. To the 25. To the 20. And keep it in bounds. Inside the 10. To the 5. And touchdown. I don't know how he stayed in bounds. What body control by Shea Jones. 59 yards and a touchdown. And the Warriors now lead 20-7. Incredible control. Tiptoeing down the far sideline. He got rushed, but able to stay in bounds and take it to the house. It was a short pass over the middle, cutting towards the far sideline with Jones, broke a tackle, and then just outran the defenders to the end zone. First catch of the game for Shea Jones. Finn Christensen on to attempt the PAT. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 1:45 to go in the second quarter. It's been a big quarter for the Warriors. They now lead by a score of 21-7. We will have the kickoff in 30 seconds. This is Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice. Due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service, Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
What a terrific individual effort that time by Shea Jones. Again, it was a rather short pass. He grabbed it at about the midfield stripe, maybe a little bit past the midfield stripe, running from the near side to the far side, turned the corner, broke a tackle, and then somehow able to stay in bounds. And I was almost assuming that about the 15-yard line he was going to be out of bounds, but he kept his balance, great body control, and worked his way into the end zone for the touchdown. So now the kickoff coming up as Finn Christensen will kick it away for Wausau West. Here's the approach and the kick. Another good foot into that one, and that one will be into the end zone for a touchback. So Eau Claire Memorial will get it back with 1:45 to go in the second quarter, trailing the Warriors by a score of 21-7. Thanks to our sponsors, including K5 Construction, terrific supporter of our broadcast of Wausau West High School football this season on 98.9 WXCO. Also thanks to Featherstone Cabinetry for their support as well. So right back to the line of scrimmage come the old days. Two receivers off to the left, one to the right. Aaron Gunlock in the spread. Gunlock takes the snap. It is a handoff. Hit in the hole as, again, filling is the sophomore Jackson Hetzer. Had some help as well, and that's only a gain of about a yard on the play. Nick Ludwikowski again with the carry for the Abes. Second down and 9 coming up for Eau Claire Memorial. There's the snap. Looking to throw. Here comes the rush. Flipped on the right-hand side. Complete 20. Near sideline to the 25, to the 30, and that will be a first down. His run out of bounds for the Abes is Jacob Moretto. Moretto able to get the first down to the 31-yard line. That is a gain of 10 on the play. Gets out of bounds, so that also stops the clock. 1:15 to go. Right back to the line of scrimmage, however, are the Abes. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Fired near side. He's got his man complete. 10-yard pickup. Making that grab is Oliver Vichek. And will it be enough for the first down? I don't think so. They're going to mark him right at the 40 for a gain of 9. So, second and 1 from the 40. Again, the clock stops with 1:09 to go in the second quarter. Two timeouts remaining for Eau Claire Memorial. Two receivers on the right-hand side, one on the left. Gunlock taking the snap. Screen pass, right-hand side complete. But right there is Tayden Mua. Oh, breaking the tackle and getting a couple of yards, at least on that play, is Ben Strayer. But Mua read it very well. It turns into a very short pickup. It'll be marked at the 43-yard line, so a gain of three. Four catches, but only 11 yards on those catches for Strayer. Second and 10. There's the snap. Looking to throw his gunlock. He'll fire it on the far side. Has his man complete. And that will be a first down to the 45-yard line. Oh, and there's an injury back at about the 27-yard line. Actually, Gunlack was at the receiver position. It looks like, I'm sorry, it looks like they have a new quarterback in, but concern for the Warriors, and there's an injured Wausau West player back at the 28-yard line. 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. Wausau West 21, Eau Claire Memorial 7. We'll take a quick timeout and be right back. This is Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an